The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has promised to make teachers the engine of education under his administration. He says through a policy of teacher recruitment, retention and retraining, he will cater for the professional and economic needs of every teacher. Nana Addo was speaking in Accra at a joint ceremony to inaugurate the newly formed Accra College of Education branch of TESCOM, as well as swear in new executives of IPS TESCOM. He said education policy should not be politically motivated, arguing that statistics show that pupils perform better under a four-year senior high school system than the current three-year system. A report by Bubu Klinogo.
Nana Addo used the occasion to outline what he christened his teacher first policy. He said under his administration, he will make teaching a well-paid, respected and attractive profession. He promised to establish more colleges of education and increase the intake of the existing ones as a way of making up for the 45,000 teacher deficit.
50 years ago, being a teacher, even a pupil teacher, was a respectable and fulfilling job. And a teacher could build a two-bedroom house for himself and his family through his salary alone. Underpaid teachers in overcrowded classrooms are not the way to progress towards a modern society. We must consider our teachers as the engine of education that will drive the youth in order for them in turn to drive the development of our nation. That is why we in the MPP intend to pursue as part of our education policy the principle of teachers first. We must pay teachers enough and pay them on time. Teachers are sent all over the country to very remote villages that mostly lack proper accommodation for them. I propose that under my leadership, every new school built in a rural area should have attached to it teachers' houses. We should ensure that all new school buildings have staff common rooms and all teachers have access to computers and internet facilities. The MPP government will institute a housing loan scheme which will put teachers in the very top priority. Any teacher with 10 or more years of service will have access to financing for a personal dwelling anywhere in the country.
The NPP flag bearer again promised to make education free up to the FHS level. He argued that the present situation where basic education ends at a JHS level is contributing to the poor performance of the pupils and called for a review of the JHS system.
The fundamental premise of the society of aspiration and opportunity we seek to build here in Ghana is that every child shall be the author of his or her own destiny, free of the circumstances of his or her birth, because each and every child will have the opportunity to acquire the requisite skills and tools to survive and prosper in a free and open society. The hemorrhaging of our educational system at the junior high school level needs to be looked at again. We need to reverse the current trend, which sees half of students failing at the BEC level at 15, as minors who are not old enough to be employed, yet who are considered old enough by the system to leave basic school, but to a future of grave uncertainty. In 5 years, that could amount to an additional 1 million young men and women in our streets without any form of employable skill.
Flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, ending Bubu Klinogo's report.